The Israeli army has deployed military batteries in the occupied Golan Heights in preparation for possible strike on Syria. An Israeli military spokesperson has said that the local councils along the Syrian border have declared a state of preparedness in their ranks, have opened bomb shelters and distributed guidance in case of emergency. The military deployment follows a statement by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday that Israel would respond forcefully if Syria attempts to harm its interests. However, military expert Wasef Erekat warned that if Israel attacks Syria, this would bring instability to the Middle East region.
Israel will attempt to intervene directly, especially in alliance with the U.S. and other Western allies. It would be a positive move for Netanyahu to destroy Syria, not with the purpose of ridding of chemical weapons, but in order to gain intelligence and control of the country and maintain strong alliances with the West.
However, Israeli military analyst Fayez Abbas disagrees that it would be within Israel's interest to deploy troops in Syria, and they risk being completely isolated in the Middle East.
I believe that Israel will not directly involve themselves in the war in Syria. However, if there really is an attack from Syria, for many reasons, the involvement of Israel raises the issue to the world, of which the majority would stand against Israel. There will be no Arab approval to attack Syria. However, Syria will play a huge role in this war if Britain and America are to attack.
Israel has so far carried out 3 strikes against targets in Syria this year, and in the previous few days, Israel has responded to gunfire from the Golan-Syrian border. Israel has been in talks with Britain and the US this week concerning the West taking possible military punitive action against the Syrian government, and has condemned the alleged use of chemical weapons by the Syrian authorities. Although Netanyahu has made it clear that they would take heavy measures against the Syrian government, Israeli military officials have warned against them taking such action, stating it could lead to a repeat of the event that took place during the US-led 1991 Persian Gulf War, when Iraq attacked Tel Aviv with Scud missiles. Tel Aviv has remained on a high security alert. Experts warn there may be grave consequences and complications if Israel and the US are to go to war with Syria, stating this will create instability within the region. Western rhetoric against Damascus comes as Israel and the US are lining their troops along the border. Nell Burton for Press TV, Occupied Golan Heights.